Greetings, friends. Welcome to another episode of the GCK Daily. We hope you enjoy today's episode as much as we enjoy making it. Every time I recall the story of the redemption of man, I love to also recall the fall of Satan. Our salvation story is the most intriguing never told by a TV producer ever made. We have villains, bandits, heroes, and saviors. It has love, malice, secrecy, betrayal, sacrifice, and every element, every thick and amazing plot may ever have. Today, Pastor teaches us about the purpose of his crucifixion. Here's Pastor Kamui.
At the purpose of his crucifixion, but why? Will a righteous man be crucified? Perfect man be crucified? The sinless Son of God be crucified? There's a purpose for that. That's what we look at here. The purpose of his crucifixion in Isaiah chapter 53. We're looking at verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs. For us, he did it. He carried our sorrows. For us, he did it. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. The smiting that should have come upon you came upon him. And the striking that should come upon you came upon him. The affliction, the punishment, the judgment that should have come upon you came upon him. Look at verse 5. But he was wounded for transgressions. That's the purpose. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, tell me out aloud, we're healed. That's the purpose. That's the reason why he took everything away. Sin and the consequence of sin. Sin and sickness. Sin and sorrow. Sin and suffering. Sin and eternal punishment. He took everything away by his crucifixion. Look at verse 6. Verse 6. As you look at that verse, the first word, all. The last word, all. And then in the middle, everyone. Everyone. All of us, you and I. And nobody is more important than you, than him, than her. Everyone. He did this for everyone. And so we can come to him. When you are weighed down by your guilt, by your condemnation, when you are weighed down by the things you have done, then you remember, as you look up, all at the beginning, all at the end, everyone in the middle. Look at this. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, the Lord has laid on him, the Lord, the Almighty God, knowing that if you died in sin, you'll bear the punishment for all eternity. That will be too much. And because of his love, he said, let my sinless, perfect, holy, righteous Son go and be your substitute. And it says, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I pray the reality will dawn on you. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're looking at verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading from verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's what he did. That's the purpose. He died not for himself. He died for our sins, not only for Israel, for the Gentiles. Because Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. Because he was writing to the Corinthians, they were not Israelites. He died for everyone. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Titus chapter 2 verse 14. In Titus chapter 2 verse 14, who gave himself for us. You see that? That's the purpose. That's the purpose. He suffered already, you shouldn't suffer. He bore the punishment already, you shouldn't bear the punishment. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. There are some people that have struggled on their own, and they have tried, and they have not succeeded. And so they say, nobody can be free from all sins because of their own experience. Number one, they're making themselves the standard for the millions and billions of people in the world. And they say, nobody can be free from all sin because they little self, they are not free from all sin. They say nobody can be free. And then that makes the sacrifice of Christ cheap. And you didn't depend on Christ. You are depending upon yourself. He gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now was in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away by sin, by the sacrifice of himself. By the sacrifice of himself, he has now put away all sin. And I pray the effect of his crucifixion will be in your life in Jesus' name.
No, sin and death never existed until Satan fell. After he fell, the realm of sin and death was created, and he maliciously made man partake in the judgment given to him. Man fell from the glorious plane of grace and favor with God. God loves you so much and so deeply. When you feel that all is lost, depleted, disqualified, discouraged, or sucked up in the negative, just remember the beginning, where it all started from. Remember what God planned for you, the dominion, the manifestations, his dream for you, and the fellowship with him. No matter how things turned out, know that Jesus restored it all and much more. You are royalty and an overcomer. Jesus lives with you. We will be happy to hear from you. If you don't know Christ, you may never understand these things. Have you given your life to Christ?
Tell the Lord while you're standing up and say, Lord, here I am. I want your forgiveness. Here I am. I want your salvation. Here I am. I want peace of mind. Here I am. I want rest in my soul. Tell the Lord, as you are standing, and tell the Lord, I know those were the sins that landed me in trouble under the curse. As you save me tonight, as you forgive me tonight, Lord, by your grace, by your help, I will not return to them anymore. Alcohol, gone. Smoking, gone. Dirty life, gone. Deception, lying, gone. idolatry, idol worship, gone. Wickedness, cruelty, gone. Robbery, either with a gang or by yourself, gone. Fornication, adultery, gone. Lord, I hand over everything unto Christ. I need your forgiveness. And I turn away from all those evil things. Take them, Lord, and remove all my transgressions, all my sins. Remove them from me as far as the east is from the west. I believe, Lord. The moment you believe, it's done. He gave us the promise, he cannot lie. He said, call, and I will save you. You have called, believe that he has saved you. And the joy of salvation will register in your heart. And the new life will be given unto you. I'll pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that has recognized the reason for the curse, the pain, the pressure, the punishment for sin. And they have confessed, and they have repented, and they have handed over their sin, their transgression, their iniquity unto you, according to your promise. Remove their sin as far as the east from the west, in Jesus' name. Grant them forgiveness now. Grant them peace of mind. Grant them the joy of salvation. Grant them the new life of a new creature. Confirm that salvation in every heart, in every life, here and everywhere. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lay your hand where you have the problem. Raise up the other hand. Your eyes are blind. Believe those eyes will open and see. You are paralyzed, believe your walk. Any kind of problem, any kind of yoke, it's broken. And tonight will be the night of your testimony. Are you ready? Heaven is ready for us. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because we know Christ has completely removed every curse from everyone. Therefore, Lord, we pray you break and destroy every curse from every life in Jesus' name. Every yoke of the enemy, take everything away right now in Jesus' name. As you have forgiven their sin, heal their sicknesses. Open the eyes of the blind. Amen. Let the deaf hear. Amen. Let the lame rise up and walk. Amen. Let all the tumor, all the swelling vanish away from their body right now. Amen. Let that goiter be cancelled right now. Amen. And all the suffering of the oppression of the enemy, Lord, I pray, every sickness, every suffering, every oppression be removed in Jesus' name. Long-standing problems in any life, long-standing infirmity, sickness, pain in any life, anywhere, take it away in Jesus' name. Incurable disease, I command you, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Everywhere now, Lord, manifest yourself, manifest your power, manifest your deliverance, manifest your miracle everywhere in this location, everywhere outside. Confirm your miracle in everyone right now. We thank you because it is done. It is confirmed from heaven. It is confirmed in our lives. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
And I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. And I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are, 'cause I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of GCK Daily, the Global Crusade with Kumi. We believe that you've experienced Christ's surpassing love for you and his willingness to guide you, bless you, and be with you all the days of your life. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and you can always depend on him.
We are really excited to further connect with you and your family. The easiest way to communicate with us is through our online connection card at gckhq.org/CWC. While there, you can leave us a message about any needs you may have, grab helpful resources to help you with your next steps in your journey with Christ, and please let us know how we can pray for you. We love you. God loves you. We can't wait to meet you at our next Global Crusade. Times and dates are listed on the screen from your specific geographical time zone. Thank you.